This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, great to have you with us every morning here, and it's a pleasure. It's my honor. Coming up a little bit later, our continuing series with Michael Heller with VeriBank. But right now, joining us from overseas via Skype is Thomas Vass Don, V-A-S-D-O-N. He is the author of Origin and Insertion Charts for Massage Therapists. And the book is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Welcome to the show. Congratulations on your book and a very important subject because so many of us, Thomas, never know what to do, whether we should go to a conventional doctor, an orthopedic person, a physical therapist, acupuncture, massage therapy. Give us an overview of the book and perhaps incorporate my answer, my question into your answer.
Well, Wally, thanks for having me. I wrote the book just to help people understand the body a bit better, because when I was studying here in Australia, the teachers would start talking and then I'd sort of have no idea what they were on about. And then it came to me that I had to make it easier for people to understand. So when you go to a doctor or a physio or things like that, you didn't walk out of there thinking, I've got no idea what they're talking about. So at least with this book here, you've got some idea, and then you can actually understand your body better, and you can actually help the doctors better understand, so you can actually form a treatment plan a bit better. And so that's one reason why I wrote the book for.
Is this book, what do people have to be aware of? A massage therapist who doesn't really know what he or she is doing and could do damage with those trigger points. How cautious do you have to be, and what's the possibility of people suffering consequences?
You've always got to be cautious in what you're doing, but if a person that wants to understand the body or who wants to study massage, this book is definitely going to help a lot too, because then they'll get a better understanding, which will further their knowledge and further their schooling. But in terms of what the trigger point was, you've always got to be, like I said, you've always got to be careful in what you do. This is just a really good guide to tell you whereabouts you should push, because there's certain points in the body that you can push that will cause a lot of damage. Whereas with this book here, this is going to tell you exactly where to push without causing a lot of damage.
You say this book was designed for students. Why primarily students?
Because massage is a hard subject to learn, because you've got to learn about the anatomy and not only the anatomy, the physiology of the body. So all the big words that the teachers and even the doctors use, from a person that's never done it before, that walks into a school and goes, okay, I want to learn massage, they're going to have all these names spoken to them, and they're just going to be sitting there just going, I've got no idea what you're talking about. So with this book here, it's going to make you feel a little bit better at ease and go, okay, now I think I know what I'm doing.
How do you break down the body, you say, into sections from origin and insertions? That's from the title. You talk range of motion to pain referral, patterns with pictures. What's the modus operandi for putting this together?
Well, the motive was to make it easier for people, not only just students, but teachers, qualified physicians, qualified physiotherapists. But it basically brings down about 5-6 books all into one. So instead of carrying, like I said, 5-6 books, you've got this one little book in arm's length. And in terms of sort of breaking the body down, if you go to a doctor and you say that you've got my shoulder sore, then they will know that there's certain muscles that will be only in the shoulder and not in the in your leg, so to speak. And vice versa, the big muscles in the leg that won't be in the spine, in the abdomen, so like that too. So once you injure, say if you injure yourself or you're in school studying the body, and they go, okay, today we're going to learn about the shoulder. So you go to this particular section of the book, the shoulder, and it tells you all the muscles in the shoulder. It tells you what where it originated from, where it inserts into, what range of motion it does, so how it helps the body move. And to make it a bit easier to understand, so instead of flipping through countless books and trying to work out what you're looking at, you just go to this section here, the shoulder, pick it up, look at what you got to do, look at the range of motion and things like that too. And it just makes it a little bit easier to understand, to put your mind at ease. Because studying, you know, not only just massage, but studying in general can be pretty stressful. And if I can make students' lives a lot less stressless, it's going to be a lot better for them. I've had nurses and doctors look at it, and they've all said that they wish they had this book when they were studying because of how complex the body can be.
What about the accuracy of this statement? If you just want a nice, relaxing massage and you don't have any problems, go. If you have problems with your bones, with whatever's bothering you, get a physician's recommendation first. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it can be. Okay, if you just want a massage, yes, then just go for it. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with that stuff yet. With my book in particular, if you've got a headache, so to speak, so there's the headache section in the book there. So you go to that referral chart there, and say it's in the middle of the night, and you can't take your headache, and medication's not working, like and painkillers aren't working. So this particular book, because of how the body is designed, you push these trigger points, and what that does is that breaks down the chemical pooling in the muscle, and the body helps alleviate the pain and gets rid of it. So, hence you've gotten rid of your headache.
Is there anything really different in this book from other books of the type, or is it just because you've broken it down into all these sections?
I'd say I've broken it down. It'd be different because it's broken down into sections, and it's easier to understand. So, with a lot of the other sort of anatomy books and stuff like that, it goes to so much detail and everything else like that. And you've got to flick through countless pages and go through, look at a lot of articles and stuff online if you're going online. But this book here, it's a quick reference guide. And that's what makes it easier. It makes it in tail, it should make your job a little bit easier as a massage therapist.
Do you want to make any comments, and I understand if you don't, on when you should use acupuncture and when you should use massage therapy?
That would be up to the doctor, really. I won't make a sort of comment on that.
Okay, right answer. What kind of feedback have you received from this book?
Really good feedback, actually. I'm a martial arts teacher, and I've had professional fighters look at this book. They've loved it. They've said that this has actually helped them even with their training. And I've had physiotherapists look at it. I've had doctors look at it. I've had podiatrists, actual massage teachers. I've had nurses. I've had the the average Joe look at it. And the one thing that they've all come back to is they've said that this book is brilliant. It's easy to understand. And for the novice, they actually understand the body a lot better, which in turn makes them feel smarter.
Do you have a closing comment you'd like to make in the last minute?
Buy my book, it'll really help you understand the body a lot better. And enjoy your study.
Okay. Sounds like a great book for everyone. We all have those problems. We all have those days. And we're always looking for the ultimate treatment. Nothing is perfect, but you've got an unusual way of approaching a book here by a special guest, Thomas Vass. Don.
Yes,
did you want to say something, Thomas?
No, just thanks for having me on your show. And like I said, this book helped me with my studies and helped me with other students as well. So I wrote this book just to help other people, really.
All right, stay on the line as we go to a break. Stay with us. Don't hang up. The book by Thomas Vass Don is Origin and Insertion Charts for Massage Therapists, and it's published by Ex Libris. You all know where to get a copy. Thank you very much. We're going to break. Come back. This is Stu Taylor.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Are you sincere when you say I love you?
All right, we're back in this special two-month series with a very valuable asset for people to utilize. And I'm talking about Veribank, V-E-R-I-B-A-N-C.com. Bank ratings and research, and you'll get verification with it. Rejoining us after last week's session is Michael M. Heller. He is the president. And Michael, it was nice seeing you last week in studio, a pleasure. And for those who missed last week's show, I'm going to ask you to kind of give an overview of what we talked about, what your bank does, et cetera, and then we'll start getting into some other aspects of it.
Well, thanks for having me back, Stu. And for those who didn't catch last week's interview, let me provide just a quick introduction to what we do. And then I'll get into a couple of real-life concerns for folks that have home equity lines of credit or businesses that have a line of credit. Veribank's a bank rating and research firm. What's a bank rating and research firm? Well, we can tell you how safe your bank or credit union is with a high degree of reliability, and as important, without any bias. In other words, we can tell you what the likelihood is that your bank or credit union will fail and without any conflict of interest. Now, there's five aspects of our company and our rating system that separates us from everyone else. The first is we're able to detect over 99% of all bank failures, and that's usually at least, and I want to underscore, at least 6 months in advance of them failing. Our system is actuarially based, and we have the broadest set of tests for analyzing banks. That's on that one side. On the other side, we don't throw 50, 60, or 70% or more of the banks that we rate into one of our lower rating categories just to boost our over 99% detection rate. There's just not much value in those rating companies that do. To put that value of our rating system into perspective, let's look at the latest banking crisis. And in the height of it, in 2009, only a little over 2% of those banks failed. So if you throw a large percentage of the banks you rate into one of your lower rating categories, so you can claim you get over 90% of all failures, there's just not much value in that type of a system. Another aspect of our business that separates us from almost all of our competitors is that we have never been paid by the banks we rate to rate them. You'll not find a link to a bank on our website. And this is really goes back to a core business philosophy in how we can guarantee our clients that we have no conflict of interest. Another core business philosophy is our transparency, in that we've always published our track record. In other words, how effective are our ratings? You can go to our website, look under the rating system tab, and then there'll be a drop down, and you can click on track record, and you'll see it right there in black and white. And we're also the only bank rating firm to have had our business model and ratings model audited and approved by several insurance companies. So that's basically what we do. And now I'd like to talk to you about some practical reasons why anyone should be concerned about the financial stability of their bank or credit union. First reason is pretty straightforward, to protect your hard-earned money. So let's say you have more than $250,000 in your bank or credit union, and it fails. Is there a good chance that a significant amount over that $250,000 will be lost? The answer is yes. Historically, the FDIC has only paid out about 60 cents on the dollar for uninsured deposits of non-acquired failed banks. And that 60% is usually paid out over 3 to 5 years. So let's take a hard example. If you have $750,000 in the bank, then $500,000 is uninsured. That bank fails. The FDIC can't find a buyer. Then you can only expect to receive, again, after about 3 to 5 years, about $300,000 out of that $500,000. So you'll lose $200,000. But had you used our service, you could have avoided this loss because we provide ratings for every federally insured bank and credit union on a quarterly basis. So you could have monitored your bank or credit union on a quarterly basis.
Do you work with banks with, say, up to 200 branches like Bank of America or Citizens, as well as small banks with one branch? And where do you find the most effective execution of their principles and ideology?
The answer to your first question is, Stu, is yes. We rate every federally insured bank and or credit union. Doesn't matter how large or how small they are. And usually, when we look at ratings across the various asset sizes, the ratings are predictive. For example, back in the latest banking crisis, 2008 to 2012, we had predicted the big SNL out in California, IndyMac Bank, 9 months prior to its failure, it had gotten one of our lower ratings. As well as...
Was that Keating's?
I'm sorry?
Keating's Bank?
No, it was IndyMac.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. As well as Washington Mutual. Washington Mutual, as everyone knows, was the largest failure, $300 billion bank, and we had shown that they had deficiencies in their financials. 6 to 9 months. I can't remember if it was nine, but it was. I know it was at least six prior to its failure. So yes, we cover all the banks, large or small. And it's interesting, and as you can kind of intuit, anybody can intuit, the larger the bank, the more issues you're going to have with a bank. We track the regulators. When they promulgate enforcement actions against banks, and it's usually the bigger banks that continually get hammered with these enforcement actions. The enforcement action is an operational deficiency that the federal regulators have seen in the operations of the bank, and usually the mega banks continually have problems that the regulators hit them with.
Are you saying it's better to go to a smaller bank or not necessarily?
No, they also levy them against the smaller banks. But the smaller banks, it's usually a one-off type, not always, but usually a one-off type deficiency that the regulators will work with the bank on, and the bank usually works very diligently
However, Michael Heller, going to have you back for several more consecutive weeks here. A lot of people should be interested in this service. The website, verybank.com, V-E-R-I-B-A-N-C, Bank Ratings and Research. Michael, it's been a pleasure.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
We can print same or next day.
Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now during Small Business Week at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more. Ends 5/6/17. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/smallbiz for details.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Or like them on Facebook.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
Boom, boom, baby, baby, ask me for mass. Your old time lover hasn't got a chance. He's standing in the trouble status. He can be the mama pretty baby, just you and me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
All right, Laurie, here's today's question. Which version do you like better, the Cadets or the Jayhawks?
Oh, the Jayhawks.
You got? Are you serious? Because you said that with a
well, friend. I've listened to them before.
Oh, the Jayhawks. The Cadets did a good job. It's nothing like the Jayhawks. All right, back to business. But before we get back to business, I just want to tell people, you know, I just had one of those days yesterday. It wasn't a bad day. I just, you know, my neck was a little sore. I must have been lying in the wrong position. When I got into bed last night, as I do every night, I took my pillow and I fluffed it. It's like magic. It's not like other pillows where you get up at night and it's all flat and it just doesn't do the job. Contour works beautifully with your neck. I am telling you, you are really, really missing out on this because I'm as skeptical as it gets with trying new products and services, and I love my pillow. So will you get the exact support you need. 10-year warranty. It's washable. And you're going to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You're going to get 50% off on the premium pillows. It's a patented pillow, 25 million sold, and I'm telling you, there's a reason. And there's a reason why they offer these guarantees. You can return it in 60 days. And they're washable. Do me a favor. I'm not going to buy the pillow for you, but take advantage of this offer. Buy the pillow. And then send me an email, and I'm only going to say you'll be thanking me. It's that incredible. Here's what you do. You dial 1-800-950-0658, 1-800-950-0658, and just mention the promo code in order to get this special deal. Promo code is my name, Stu. Stu is the promo code. Well, I think Trump lost one yesterday. And I think he's starting to learn the meaning of what it is to lose, unless you want to count as bankruptcies in Atlantic City. But he really didn't have a heck of a lot of a choice in that. And I mean, I've never filed bankruptcy, but I know many, 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 many people who were forced into filing it. And the business world is the same in some ways. It's different in others. One of them is that Trump is finding out politics. Charles Krauthammer says everything is about politics. But the politics that reign in that swamp in Washington, it's too big a machine to overcome. It's too corrupt. and it's too big. And I was disappointed in Trump's move yesterday. And it's easy to take a look. Here's the big disappointment. And you had this when Obama was president. He just kept acting like he was in charge. And he was right. He was in charge. What's amazing here is the Republicans own governorships, the House, the Senate, the presidency. The Democrats have been absolutely blasted out of the water. They have no recourse. The Republicans have recourse with the nuclear option. They're sitting in the best position any party has ever, ever sat in the history of this country. And what's Trump do? And it's not that I'm that angry with him. He made a deal, okay? There are some deals it's better not to make. You know, I have a saying, sometimes it's better not to make a deal than to make a bad one. He made a deal, and I'll get into a little bit of that in a minute. But what he did was he gave up his immediate authority in investing money in the border wall. And Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of those idiots have said, and they've come on, no negotiation there. Republicans are in charge of everything. And don't you think when they get the majority down the road, I don't know when it's going to be, they're going to absolutely blow the Republicans out of the water, because I've frankly given up. Republicans do not have any business acumen, any real smart political proclivities to preventing these. U.S. House and Senate negotiators, they got a tentative bipartisan deal. I hate these bipartisan deals because they're never bipartisan. They're partisanly Democrat. A $1.1 trillion bill to keep the government open through the end of September, according to Republicans eager to focus on health care and tax overhauls. It demands to eliminate hundreds of policy restrictions aimed at kind of cutting back on regulations from the bill, leaving the Trump administration virtually victoryless. Now, let me tell you about this shutdown of the government. It's the biggest bunch of bullcrap you've ever heard. The Republicans are afraid of the sentiments of the American public. You know what happens when you get a government shutdown? They should shut down the government every week. You get all these meaningless jobs in Washington, which are closed for the week. Everything else, your emergency departments, your State Department, everything is open as is needed. And it's only, what's it, 18% of Washington? I haven't got the exact figure here. It's tantamount to nothing. So you ask why? Because the Democrat PR machine is so superior to the Republicans' PR machine that unless the Republicans had someone like me advising them, and evidently they don't have enough. Now, I know it sounds arrogant. Sorry, I believe it. They're folding in and caving in on everything because of the reaction they fear they're going to get from the American public. American public is being screwed. So when this is over, they think they're going to have leverage going into infrastructure, tax reform. There won't be any leverage in Obamacare. It may never be repealed and replaced. It's a big battle they've lost. And I blame the Republicans on this. They had all these years to say, here's the plan we've been talking about that Barack Obama would never show us. How could they not have it? They got a mishmash of plans that they try to ram through. And Donald Trump, in an interview with Face the Nation's John Dickerson, who was on this show a couple of months ago, admitted that the mistake was they should have never put a deadline date on it. Now, I ain't nowhere as smart as Donald Trump. It took him this time to figure that out. I was saying, why should this bill be rushed through? So we got the Obamacare. It's not going to happen. You got the immigration situation. It's not going to happen. You got infrastructure. Now, here's the most common bounds that both parties have. I think the number, and they both come up, I think it's about $1.1 million in infrastructure that Obama has, that Trump is putting through. This is a good one. I don't care what your political sentiment is. And I mean, I'm not driving all over the country, but wherever I drive, there's bumps and potholes and broken bridges. And I mean, we can't ignore our infrastructure. And we're doing it. But does this mean there'll be a bipartisan relationship between both parties? And I guarantee you the answer is no. It never will be. It wasn't with Harry Reid. It never was with Nancy Pelosi. And it never will be with that little weasel, Chuck Schumer, who I don't think could care less about where this country is heading. Cares about what most politicians, I was about to say most Democrats, what most politicians care about, their own self-preservation. Nice perks in addition to the $176,000 a year. It's disgusting.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
I started a subject that I have to at least reasonably complete here, and that's this deal that was made yesterday. You know, the White House sought funding to get buildings started on the border, and $18 billion in cuts to domestic agencies, and both of these were rebuffed. What are we negotiating for? We were giving everything to them, and we're getting nothing back. Why should the Republicans worry about closing down the government? It's like it's the end of the world, and it's nothing. I'm beside myself. I don't get it. I didn't think Trump would put up with this. And I don't know what it's like being in that White House, but the pressure is immense. That spending deal includes money for Planned Parenthood. And in spite of Republican demands to take the money away from this group over its provision of abortions, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Trump will be able to point to a $15 billion boost for the Pentagon, although $2.5 billion of that money is contingent upon the administration delivering a new plan to fight the Islamic State. You know, I'm throwing these numbers around, and they're not big numbers. There's just a study that I saw complete. I've seen a lot of them completed. I could go through this list forever. The government just spent $300,000 to find out just how strong the odor is on a person's urine from eating asparagus. It's unbelievable. I mean, I've just given you one small example. This is how this government functions. And I know Trump can't be everywhere doing everything. And I know some bills are complicated and you can't cut them all because there were provisions in the bill that you need to keep. So you either have to keep them. I understand all of that. But look what this country has done. We can't find $51 billion for a wall. Oh, God. So Trump, you know, you like this one. He's going to get $1.5 billion for border security, but it can't be used for the border wall or additional immigration and customs enforcement agents. According to a congressional aide there, there are almost new restrictions on money going to the so-called sanctuary cities that don't fully enforce federal government immigration laws. They also can't cut investing and spending in sanctuary cities, and there are 300 major ones in this country. If I'm missing something, and if somebody knows what it is I'm missing about why this deal is a good deal, could you please let me know? I don't think Trump is drinking the Kool-Aid voluntarily. I think he's being held down on his chair and it's being forced down his throat. He gave I thought he was presentable in his interview with John Dickerson of Face the Nation. But you can sense listening to Trump just doesn't have all the... And it's not even a matter of not being educated. I mean, after a while, anybody could play this game. You can get a monkey to sit in television and sound professional. You know, you do it enough. I'm sensing here an erosion of principles, and it's not voluntary on Trump's part. I'd love to be within the walls of that Oval Office and find out much more about the high-pressure situation that's in there. But why would you be forced by a minority to do all these things? You look at the National Institute of Health, it would see a $2 billion boost reflecting popularity of medical research among lawmakers. That package, and these are numbers that are given out after this negotiation, this package would provide $68 million extra in local law enforcement to reimburse New York City and other agencies for protecting Trump. Trump said he hates wasting the money in New York on his own security, and he hates seeing the traffic tie up the streets. So that's why he's working at the Summer White House, the Summer White House. Mar-a-Lago, where I've been twice. What's he supposed to do? I should have never made billions. It's my obligation to dump this and not cause any extra expense to the American public. It's absurd. The odds are stacked against him. And what I now know that I didn't know, I thought this would be a 3 or 4 month sobering experience for Barbara Streisand, Madonna, and all those idiots. It's not going to be. It's going to be a 4-year one. 4 years. Because this fight's going to go on continuously, so that our biggest fight in this country won't be against the enemy outside. It'll be against the enemy within. Led by the strings of George Soros. And this other billionaire nutcake down from Texas who made his money in oil and now he's an environmentalist. Another self-righteous, hypocritical you-know-what. So the battle goes on in Washington. And you know what the bottom line is about this battle going on in Washington? The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is that it keeps us from going out and completing our more important missions. You know, how we're going to take out ISIS, how we're going to forge relationships with China and Russia, how we're going to ward off Iran. I do get it and I don't. Every time I start talking about it, I get frustrated. All right, end of frustration. Wishing you a great day. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.